Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Hi, we're here to talk about news and rant about off-topic shit that pisses Ichi off to a great deal. and awesome news, I got my Legacy 2017 Power Ranger Power Coins, and they're fucking beautiful and
complete
amazing.
Complete with dirt.
Yes, they actually have dirt on them. And they come in like this really cool like light up display case, and it's really cool.
I call them the power cookies.
Yes, but I finally own Billy's coin, and I'm so happy.
Fuck the rest, dump.
Well, actually, you know it's funny.
Actually, you dump them.
Well, no, because in one part in the movie, like Zach's like, "Oh, this one's mine," and Jason's like, "No, they're Billy's," and I'm just like,
"Billy gets all of them."
Yeah.
Side story.
He's every Power Ranger.
Right? Just like a Patron Yugo situation.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I'm super happy. And yeah, no, Ichi can't have the blue coin.
I don't want the power cookies. They're still dirty.
That was a rocket, that one. Anyways, yes, they're really awesome. I'm very happy to own them, and I will treasure them for the rest of my life.
Good job buying another thing you get to pack away before we move.
Yeah, right? Now I'm just waiting on my G-Deno figure.
In related news, we're moving!
Yeah, we're moving. We won't go into details why, but just... It had to happen, so...
The process of moving is going to suck the devil's ass.
But we get new, bigger studio space.
I'm excited!
So you don't be weirded out when one day we record an episode of Cast Ranger and it just sounds... different from how it usually is.
Yeah, our acoustics are going to be
sound dampening. We're going to probably get a secondary mic.
I also just received yesterday my Elgato Stream Deck, which is a handy dandy little device.
Yeah, it's actually really cool.
It is a small little USB keyboard type situation with 15 light up icons that you can customize and program to do pretty much anything on your computer. And it's geared towards streamers and Let's Players such as myself.
You know what would be cool? Just get, like, another one of those and just, like, put it with different, like, Kamen Rider symbols and then just access different shows, like, different writer shows.
I mean, I probably...
Can I press the drive button?
I mean, you can set them to link to websites so you could have it be a shortcut to the drive page on Kiss Asian or some shit.
Fuck yeah.
Could 100% make actually work.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. But yeah, I look forward to seeing a Cast Ranger logo on that thing.
Oh, for sure.
It's going to be awesome.
Alright, so let's get into the actual news.
Okay.
Starting with a slight editorial on last week. I completely spaced when we recorded last week that the coming Sunday was April Fool's. So I immediately regret not putting in some sort of bullshit story into last week's batch.
I have nothing.
Lane is pregnant. In fact, he's pregnant.
I'm pregnant.
You get pregante.
Hang on, let me go try it out on my Luigi board. People are stupid.
You get it for a witch, you're vegan.
People are stupid.
Yeah. Also, want to point out something about our story about the Korean Zuo King. The lion in that Zord.
It's a rabbit. It was a fucking rabbit.
We didn't look closely enough at it until afterwards, but you zoom in on it, and it's got this funny little rabbit face, and it's just going, "Nyarr!"
How funny, you mean really angry.
Right?
But yeah, and then the eagle is a bald eagle, and then it's an orca or a shark, and then on the other one it's an orangutan, a cheetah, and a neon green cheetah for some reason.
Right?
And then a mammoth.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's supposed to be a mammoth.
I like how they all make sense except for the fucking
neon green
cheetah.
Yeah, they tried really hard to make it make sense, and then suddenly green cheetah.
He's powered by Gatorade.
But yeah,
is
the
Beast Boy?
I doubt it.
That rabbit is scary.
It's hilarious.
Because it's just like, it's the lion's like head, but just like, a lot of it is colored in black, and then just has two white ears, like rabbit ears, and that's it. And it's just going,
"Rah!" Alright, so...
Kind of like the angry bunny.
Yeah.
Alright.
Well, you did say you are just, you know, you just like rabbits regardless, so...
Yeah, that's... I am a little bit biased, yeah.
That was it, biased towards rabbits.
Would you say you have a rab bias? That sounded better in my head.
Ugh. No, no, it wasn't bad.
I'm so lonely. I'm not. Next. All right, I mean first. Well, first story.
Next.
First list of, on our list of links. Happy Baffy, Super Sentai!
So Super Sentai celebrates its 43rd anniversary.
As of April 5th.
So...
On April 5th of 43 years ago, Himitsu Sentai Gorenja debuted in Japan.
So, I just want to go around the room. What's everyone's favorite Sentai?
Around the room?
Like, all time.
I don't like being put on the spot. I feel like everyone's going to say Gokaiger, so I'm going to be different. I would say Magi Ranger was the first one I really, really enjoyed. It's one I'd definitely go back and rewatch.
I wouldn't say Gokaiger is my favorite Sentai.
No, but I'm saying a lot of people would.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen Gokaiger, so...
Yeah, well, you should fix that for sure.
I know, right?
Mine's Tokuger, but Paddle Ranger is slowly creeping up to that number one spot, so...
Creeping up to arrest it?
Yep.
Emily, what about you?
I'm not sure if I can Key really Ranger? Say because I only actually watched two entire ones, and those are the last two that were on. But I guess for those I'd have to say Key Ranger, but I want to go back and watch a lot of them. Like, I want to watch Gal Ranger because I love the adaptation, and I want to watch Magi Ranger because it just looks awesome.
Yeah, and Guard would say Live Man.
Yeah.
He loves Live Man.
This is all stuff we talked about in the FAQ.
Yep.
So yes, 1975, Go Ranger. It's been a long journey.
Oh, baby.
Let's hope it lasts at least another 43 years.
Hey, there's someone else.
All right, next. Going into our first story about some of the April Fools that happened last week.
Oh, God.
Because these all happened on Sunday, obviously.
Did you put the Toei one on there?
Which one was that?
Toei announced a movie for next
April.
Oh,
yes,
April,
yes,
was...
I've got that.
Okay.
So this was a post on the Kamen Rider Facebook group announcing a new series, Kamen Rider Genmus, The Presidents.
Oh, no.
Masamune Dan, Kuroto Dan, Ren Amagasaki, and Tsukuru Koboshi join forces to change the world. I would love to see something.
Oh,
like that
would be a hoot to watch. But
I love just the logo.
Corporate movie.
Yuppie.
Right.
That'd
be funny. Next, I think this is a thing you can actually buy: Genmu themed toilet paper.
And bought.
Is that actually... I don't think that one's an actual April Fool's joke.
No.
I don't think it is.
It's on Tokulectables, so...
It's just hilarious.
I mean, who wouldn't want to wipe their ass with God?
I know Gar probably will, since he didn't like him.
Yeah!
No!
Oh, man.
We buy this from for his birthday.
I almost want to make, like, a thumbnail of just, like, some, like, cartoon character or something just, like, wiping their ass, but it's just Yellowcaster's head.
Oh my god!
That'd be a funny thumbnail.
No, I'm not doing that.
Aw, womp womp.
But yeah, if you want to buy it, it's on tokulectibles.com. You can pre-order it now, and it'll be releasing in late May.
Late May?! How long does it take to make toilet paper?!
Wait, you can pre-order toilet paper?
Right?!
You can pre-order toilet paper?
And pre-ordered.
I'm gonna preload the shit I'm gonna wipe it with.
Ichi, I honestly think we should get some.
I'm tempted.
Let's do it. Let's go have this on a set.
Is the toilet paper itself normal?
I don't know.
Or is it printed with like...
The paper has Genmu's logo on it. If you look at the second picture, that's the paper.
Oh, it's got his emblem and the words Kamen Rider Genmu on it.
I kinda want to get this toilet paper.
Oh my god. Phase Core's telling us to review it.
So is it good toilet paper?
Let me give you a little preview.
So, like, what was...
I step out of my washroom. It wiped my shit real good. 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5 shits. No, because what we do is it looks like it comes in, like, a set of 5 or something. So, like, what we do is we use...
No, you can buy it in quantities of 3 or 6 rolls.
Okay, I feel like we should get, like, the three rolls. Use two, and then keep one just for...
posterity?
For collection's sake.
Keep one for posterity.
I will put it in among my...
I thought you were going to say, I will put it in my ass!
No, I will put
you
it among...
You guys have just completely forgotten that pee exists.
But no, I will take that Gemu toilet paper and put it with my Gemu display.
Keep one for posterity and the others for your posterior.
Posterior! I knew that was coming.
All right, but yeah, get me toilet paper. Pre-order now.
I'm gonna keep that tabbed.
Yeah, right. Let me know when you want to do that. We'll do it.
Next, as Emily mentioned, on April Fool's, Toei dropped a trailer for the Super Sentai Villains TV series.
That isn't what I was talking about either.
Oh well, you can mention it afterwards.
Okay, sorry. The one I was talking about was Toei Animation.
This was to be a series featuring the return of Melee from Gekiranger, Bosco from Gokaiser, Escape from GoBusters, and fucking Fuwa Juzo from Shinkenger, starring the four of them as a team of villains.
Yeah. I mean, they are awesome.
These are the names of those who surpassed the stars of past Sentais. Also included is Space Shinobu Demosto, who forms the Dark Super Sentai. The first and probably last deviation from the norm will begin broadcasting April 1st, 2099. And that's when people realize it was a joke.
Yep.
In before they actually do it in 2099.
But yeah, apparently, even though that wasn't April Fool's joke, those cast members are actually going to appear in the Q-Ranger versus Space Squad movie.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you, like, earlier this week. I was like, yeah, no, that thing that they were...
I didn't know that was really happening until I read the article.
Yeah, so fucking awesome. We're getting Bosco back. Right? That's fucking
great. Juzo. It's my boy Kaido.
And Escape.
So they're just gonna show up in the movie?
Yeah.
And Escape, as hot as ever. Oh, man.
That's a terrible character name. Hot as ever.
Sure.
And Escape, as hot as ever.
No, but she's so hot.
Alright.
Can we see Goku Megaku?
Yeah, probably. Next on the April Fool's serving.
This one actually got me.
This was posited as a villain in the upcoming Kamen Rider Build movie, Kamen Rider Terra.
Yeah, I showed Kevin this and he was like overly excited. He's like, wait a minute, his name is Terra? He's yellow and red?
I immediately looked at that design and went, that is not a Kamen Rider. And apparently I was right, because it is actually from a Japanese local hero called Mamoru Heroes.
Hmm.
Good attempt. I almost fell for it.
Yeah, I thought that belt looked too flat.
That belt is not even on the actual suit. That's from another show.
Oh.
It's just a really decent edit.
Hmm.
The belt is from Armor Hero.
Ah.
All right, next. This one, we're not entirely sure yet. These are rumors of the next Kamen Rider, and if it's true, Rider seems to be taking a page from Ultraman, a fusion Rider who uses combinations of previous Riders.
So it's possible we might actually get Decade Season 2.
Decade 2, yeah.
That would be...
Well, it's about the right time.
Kamen Rider, yep. Next Decade, as I like to call it. So as we can see in this first scan, we can see a couple of the upcoming combinations, and apparently this is like a mashup of three different riders at a time per suit, which is interesting, but I feel like it's going to create a lot of hodgepodges and messes.
Yeah.
So looking at the emblems here, one of the forms is going to be Stronger, Kabuto, and Blade, which you can see the suit of down here. The next one over here is, I think that's Baron, Kaiza, and Ixa.
Huh.
And then over here is Mach, Laser, and Excel.
Oh, so the dickbag riders get to be in one form.
Right. We're putting all the dicks in one basket.
Yeah. In one belt.
And then we can also see in this batch that there's going to be forms that include Shin, Gills, and Amazon. Sorry, this one's not... Baron, I think it's Knuckle. The one on the middle one is Knuckle, I think. Let me
see. I swear, if there's a form of Drive, Excel, and G3X, I will lose my fucking shit.
Give me a sec. Oh no! So it's not. It's Beast, Kaiza, and Ixa. That's the middle one.
Oh.
And then yeah. So Another one that might be happening is Knight, Baron, and Brave, which I would love to see.
Huh.
And then G3, Drake, and D'End as a form.
Oh.
And then next to these three forms, you can see what this rider's default form apparently is.
Hmm.
And then scrolling down here, we can see another rider, which includes a new Decade form.
Hmm.
Again, we don't know if this is all real or if it's an April Fool's joke, but
if,
this is what
if
we're
it is
at.
An April Fool's joke, holy fuck, is it a really good one.
They put a lot of effort
into
this.
Seems a little bit too much too early, doesn't it?
And then shown down here in this next scan is Kamen Rider Cyclone, Kamen Rider O's Mukachiri combo, one of the new ones from the premium belt, Forze Launcher States.
Holy shit.
And Zangetsu Jimba Melon Arms. I kind of want this to be real now.
Forze Launcher States. That's like fucking Tank Tank's equivalent.
Right? He's going to get revenge for Snipe not having a final form.
Yep.
So yeah, this is probably not real, but if it is, I'll be happy.
Oh yeah, no, I'll be totally all about this. That's
like,
cool.
I think that it's too early, too much too early, but at the same time, whoever came up with this did a really good job, so...
Yeah.
I feel like this has more effort than anyone would put into an April Fool's joke, but I could be wrong.
Because A, we usually don't hear rumors until around May, June, and then July is when we actually get the full reveal.
So but yeah, we'll see.
Good, cool. If they do this, that's an amazing concept.
Next, Mitsubishi Electric has put out a new ad that includes a character named Kamen Reito Shun.
Oh no.
So the Reito in the name is referenced to the Japanese word for refrigeration. And even though he's called Kamen Reito, he doesn't have a mask at all.
Mm.
He just has tokusatsu style and attacks that reflect the characteristics of the refrigerators that Mitsubishi Electric sells.
That's kind of great.
And the voice providing the voice of the monster, Hayiza, is Ryusei Nakao, who voices Frieza.
Oh.
Get it? Frieza in a refrigerator ad. Fucking, they couldn't have done any better.
Frieza.
That's cute. Next. Speaking of references, Fooly Cooly Alternative has debuted, which I'm psyched to watch just on a completely objective stance, but apparently the first episode had a Decaranger reference in it.
Oh.
As you can see from this screenshot right here, Haruko, I forget what her name is, but I'll watch it.
Haruko Haruhara, I think.
That's what it is. She's holding what is clearly a reference to the Decaranger's license.
Oh, yeah.
So that's cute.
Fooly Cooly.
Alright, and... Oh! Apparently, that's not all. One of the characters screams Uchukita in it.
Yay! Don't show David that. He'll fucking bust him
out. Alright, next. A new manga series has been announced called Tojima Tanzaburo Wants to Be a Kamen Rider.
Huh.
So
is it about a guy who wants to be a Kamen Rider?
Good guess.
Yeah.
Probably.
Nailed it.
Yeah. This is being written by Yokusaru Shibata, who's best known for working on things such as Air Master, Kaiten 1, and Tanikamen. So it's not an actual Kamen Rider manga, it's just someone who likes Rider. The synopsis is that Tojima Tanzaburo is a 40-year-old man who has aspired to be a Kamen Rider since he was a child. He discovers some news that Shocker has appeared, his destiny will change forever. So
okay,
this,
that sounds amazing.
This sounds something in the vein of Akiba Ranger.
You know what? I won't read this, but if they adapt it into like a movie or something, totally we'll watch it.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Like a live action movie?
Yeah, because Akiba Ranger is a heavy satire on Super Sentai, so I feel like we should get a series that's a huge satire on Kamen Rider. I think we're you know, we deserve something like that.
Some super satire.
Yep.
So yeah, this manga series is going to be released in June.
June.
Speaking of women screaming in terror.
Uh-oh.
Oh my god! Ryoma, what have you done?
Yeah, Ryoma, Jesus Christ.
Tsunenori Aoki, who played Ryoma in Gaim, has been arrested for indecent assault.
What?
But he was released.
Apparently on March 4th, in Setagaya, he was intoxicated and approached an unknown woman and grabbed her chest and lightly injured her neck. She contacted the local police, but he had fled the scene, but he was later identified by items that he had dropped. So on the 5th, he was arrested for indecent assault, was released from the police station on the 6th. Unfortunately, his agency, Dolstar, has terminated his contract.
Oh, yeah, because if you have bad publicity, nobody wants to deal with you. Ouch.
What sucks even more is right after that announcement, minutes later, it was announced that he would be appearing in a stage play called Baseball Home Run of Contrail. And, of course, the account that made that tweet is now deleted.
Oh, no.
I like to think he was just, like, running away, just screaming, like, I'm Carter Duke!
He is also set to star in the movie Stray Dogs 8, and that's Dogs with a Z.
Ooh.
Releasing on May 19th.
Cool. Is it just the name of it, or is it the actual 8th Stray Dogs film?
I don't know. according to the Messiah Project Twitter account, a play that he was going to appear in will now not feature him, but will continue to open April 14th.
Wow! All because he accidentally attacked a woman drunk.
And like, the press event for the release of Stray Dogs 8, which was going to be on the 14th, has been canceled.
Oh.
Jesus Christ, this had ripple effects.
Yep. It's like
he got drunk and squished a boob and now
and destroyed his career.
Well, like it's like when the half of Pandora or whatever like that. Like he like was like having an affair with like a nurse or something, and then he had to retire because of all that shit that happened.
And you know what the worst part is? Mm-hmm. This means he probably won't be appearing as Kamen Rider Duke in anything future to come.
No, that's fine.
Oh, my favorite rider is gone!
Yeah, Ryoma was actually my favorite character. Like, was one of my favorite characters in Gaim, so that sucks.
Alright, next. Transitioning from groping a woman, we now have a rider who's been married.
which one?
Who can grope a woman whenever he wants.
Yeah, no, you can do it legally.
That was terrible, I'm sorry.
Wow. Yep.
Ryohei Odai, who played Zolda in Ryuki,
has
announced his marriage to a film critic by the tag Lilico. She is also a former professional wrestler and TV personality. And their marriage was announced on April 2nd on the program Nonstop.
Hmm.
She has also had roles in films such as Kiki's Delivery Service and Tokyo PR Woman. So, congratulations to them.
Hmm.
Next, we have scans from the Detail of Heroes for Kamen Rider Build's Hazard Forms. These all look really good.
Oh, Bill Hazard looks so beautiful.
Kamen Rider Batman.
Yep.
And we have Rabbit Rabbit.
Ribbit.
Oh, that looks good.
And if you go down, Ichi.
There's motherfucking Tank Tank.
Yeah, Tank Tank.
Tank Tank! He's getting tanked!
Dank Tank.
Oh god, don't ruin it. And then in this one shot here, we can see some of the other Hazard forms, including Smuffle Wolf Hazard, Kaizoku Resha Hazard, and Hawk Gatling Hazard.
Okay, Ichi. Mm-hmm. So, for the name of this episode, it's going to be called Dank Tank, and the thumbnail has to be a picture of Tank Tank. But with instead of all where all the tanks are supposed to be, it's air horns.
No.
Yes. Yes.
God damn it!
Tank, 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 tank!
Fucking hate you.
Yay! Oh, that's so good.
I will put air horns on his shoulder. That's it.
Blaze will make it. It's okay. Thank you, Blaze. We love you, buddy.
Fucking hate you.
Tank, 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 tank!
This is the news I was talking about. I'm going to paste into.
Okay, we'll talk about that after. Next, we have our Detail of Heroes for Cross, Magma, and Rogue.
The form's not even out yet! It's fucking...
Right?
Already, wow.
Oh, that looks good.
I mean, I guess the toys have already been announced, so everyone knows it's happening.
Oh, there's Rogue. Look at those gloves! Holy shit!
I love this one shot because it looks like he's clogging his nose, just like, oh, someone farted.
Ooh, get a good zoom in on that warning label.
Yeah, let's take a look.
Yeah.
It doesn't even say words on it, just like everything else Clash Time related.
He's fragile in the head because he's cracked.
I should have expected that.
Yeah, I knew that there was nothing on it.
I thought it actually said fragile or whatever, like the actual sticker. It would have been effortless for them to Google what it actually looks like and fucking copy-paste.
Well, maybe there's a copyright infringement on
a fragile notice?
Sure. Someone invented it.
Hi, Paul.
Shut it, Greencaster!
What?
Stop talking or I have to credit you in the description!
That was Greencaster.
Hi.
Emily says hi.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Dill.
No, that's Lane.
Oh, Lane!
Lane is Dill.
Yeah, you're that smelly old Russell.
I am not that smelly old Russell.
Anyways, next we have images of the Magma Knuckle.
It's cool.
It's a big fist. You punch a thing.
Oh, yeah, I guess another news. I recently sold all my build stuff just because I kind of wanted to stop collecting build stuff. So I figured if I'm gonna stop collecting build stuff and stop having the urge to buy build stuff, I might as well sell my build stuff. Wow, I said
build stuff a few more times?
Build stuff! Anyways, yeah, I sold my build stuff.
Are we going to make like a parody of break shit?
So the only real thing left... The only thing left that I'm really keeping is my Trans Steam gun, just because I really like that toy.
I bought his crocodile bottle.
He did. And
yeah, now I can casually hear women screaming.
Yep.
It's supposed to be like the Jaws theme, right?
Yes.
Bam, bam, bam.
But apparently the Magma Knuckle, the dragon emblem on it, is a button that makes noise when you press it.
Ooh.
So every time you punch someone, you get to hear a noise. You know, besides shattered teeth.
Someone stole the Pandora box? Punch it.
Scared of the dark? Punch it. That's a Jell-O Apocalypse joke.
You know what? If there ever is an image of the main character of this show punching the Pandora box, I want it photoshopped so it's a question mark block from Mario. Because it is empirically proven that he isn't hitting it with his head, he's punching.
I feel like that's going to be one of the final things where, like, Build in his final form is just going to punch or Rider kick the Pandora box and just destroy it. And
that'd be amazing.
All hell will break loose.
Like, it'll shatter in slow motion.
And then just everything will be reset like it never happened.
I have a question. What is it with the Kamen Rider franchise and so many hand-shaped belts that are meant to be worn close to the...
Well, this is an attachment to the belt, not a belt itself.
It's
because Banjo's a boxer.
Well, okay. Martial Arts Spider. But...
I admit to the
Kamen Rider Cross and Knuckles.
I admit to the fact that I have not watched much of Build. However, I have,
that joke.
From what I've
that
seen,
joke was so bad it broke the audio.
Broke the audio.
No, it's fine. You can keep going.
Okay. I haven't watched much of Build, but when people say it's Gaim tier, it does seem pretty Gaim tier. I mean, like...
Especially this week. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. I don't have any context, so I'm sure it didn't hit me in the same way. It just kind of seemed like another episode that I've seen. But I don't know the context on anything, so... Like, I plan on doing a marathon of Build... Simply because it's just another of those Kamen Rider shows that I just go, no, this genuinely seems like a good TV show, just like, from just regular standards, like, everything is interesting, the characters seem cool, I mean, from a toku point of view, the suits are awesome, like,
right.
I haven't seen one that I don't like yet. Quite frankly.
Paul, we just asked you what your favorite color was. I love you, Paul. No, that's really awesome.
I
like earth tones.
I don't earth give tones. Simple answers, and I do love earth tones.
I do. So if you go down to the magma bottle, it honestly looks like someone just took like a lighter and just like burned it.
Can I also state that I broke into that entire diatribe because of a fisting joke?
Ew.
Oh, no.
Oh, that looks so bad on the build driver.
Yeah.
It, like, cover it. It's so big.
It probably juts way the fuck out, too.
I actually don't like it on the bell. Like, as... It looks like it should be a henching device by itself.
It looks like an 8-bit lock seed.
And the thing is, like, even when he's holding it as a fist, it, like, juts way the fuck out, and
yeah,
it looks so goddamn awkward.
I'm so glad I've just gotten out of collecting build stuff entirely.
Like,
so.
Cross Magma as a form looks fucking stellar.
Oh, yeah.
But this just doesn't work.
That's too much.
So the Magma Knuckle will be released on April 21st for the price of 3,600 yen before retail and markup.
So that's,
and
you're looking at, like, 45 bucks, 50.
At least.
Cool.
That's also because people, if they're importing it, you're gonna have to compensate for shipping and stuff.
It'll be fisting into your wallet soon.
Right. Next, we have our official images of the Psy Dryer bottles, is Rhino and Hair Dryer. Because those are a best match, apparently.
Well, no, remember we looked it up, it's because, like, the a rhino's horn is, like, the same material as hair. Like,
right.
It's made of keratin.
Yeah.
I forgot, because it's so fucking esoteric that it's something that no one would ever think of immediately.
I don't know if best matches have any actual rhyme or reason aside from weird stuff that we come up with on a whim.
Out of curiosity, what exactly is this? It's animal and inanimate.
It's organic and inorganic.
So it's anything living and any object?
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
What the?
There's been, like, tiger and a UFO, deer in a pyramid.
Which I call deer.
Penguin and skateboard.
This is like
smartphone and a wolf.
Fucking penguin skateboard. There are no rules.
So this is
there
just
was
the
going to be
season.
T-Rex and
yeah, Formula One racing car.
I want to see T-Rex skateboard. That sounds radical.
If that's
radical Rex.
If the arcade game ever puts that out, I'll send you a picture.
I would like that.
Yeah, so these bottles will be 900 yen for both, also April 21st.
Alright.
Cool.
Next, we have official images of the upcoming Blade and Scissors Dial Fighters, and I have already pre-ordered these because they look awesome.
They're cute.
Not only can you individually put them into the VS changer, but you can also stack them on top of each other.
I like that the mini one has a dial on it too. That's cute.
Yep.
Oh, it's like a safe thing.
All the dial fighters have
them. It's a combination
them.
Lock.
It's a safe dial, but also looks like a top hat.
I don't know, but that's cool. It's a safe dial. That's cool.
Yeah. So, it also, of course, becomes the arm of Lupin-Kaiser, which it becomes, the blade actually folds out into an actual sword, as we saw in the skins last week from the show. And apparently, this form is called Lupin-Kaiser Knight. So I'm super excited.
Is that from the back or the front?
That's the front.
That's the front?
Yep.
Where's the face?
Right there.
It's very hidden.
Yeah.
It's a bad angle.
And also the feet look backwards.
Yeah.
Are you sure that's not the back?
I'm 100% sure.
No, it's the front.
The Good Striker is not the best designed Zord piece.
No.
Yeah, that just... Okay.
But as you can see, you can also put each piece of them into the VS changer individually.
Looks so tiny.
Right?
Is it built to scale, the toy?
Decently. It's a pistol.
They're designed so they can be used in the changer and into Megazords at the same time. So they're bigger than I expected, but they're still small-ish.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the scissors and blade come together in a two-pack for 1,800 yen, April 21st release, and I've already pre-ordered it.
Yeah, you did.
And our last, well, not last, but our next story I was hoping Gar would be here for, Shout Factory will be releasing Mirai Sentai Time Ranger in July.
He did make a Facebook post about it.
Yeah. So
anybody who follows Gar on Facebook can see that post.
The release of this compilation DVD will be July 31st for a very modest $55.97 US. All release details are subject to change.
So wait.
Sorry, something they post in the chat.
Is Shout Factory like a streaming service, or is
no? They're releasing DVDs of all the Sentais.
And
yeah, they do a lot of like they license a lot of stuff. Like they were also the people I believe who put Mystery Science Theater out on DVD.
Yeah,
Nani?
Their business is taking old shows and re-releasing them.
Hoobity hub, huh?
What?
They also sometimes old horror movies. I don't know if they've ever done anime though.
What?
She doesn't know if they've done anime. She doesn't know if they've done anime.
Oh, anime. Okay. I thought you said horror
movies.
Or
animated anything. I'm guessing they did because I think they're releasing Gravity Falls.
Did I hear you mention that they re-release old horror movies?
Yes.
That's so fucking sick.
So you get to go look up Shout Factory now. That's your homework.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let me see. Let me see what they're doing, actually.
I'm going to see if they have a copy of Reanimator. I really do want that.
If anyone has it, it would be Shout Factory.
That sounds
you
wonderful.
You know, you make me want to shout.
I thought it was just where Gar streamed his toku from.
Yeah, they're coming out with DVDs of the Blu-ray of Gravity Falls, the complete series.
That's so cool.
That too.
Because I fell behind on it. I kind of fell out of practice on watching it, but that is a really good show. That is actually a really good show.
All right. And, excuse me. One other thing I'm going to mention that Emily told us about. One other April Fool's joke, I'm pretty sure, was that there was going to be a Dragon Ball X Pretty Cure movie. As in a crossover. This was Toei Animation's April Fool's joke.
I will say this. I wouldn't put it past them.
I would freaking love to see that. It would have been amazing.
I mean, yeah. But, like, you're talking about this like this isn't something they do.
Slated for April 1st, 2019.
Okay. Can you imagine if they actually put it out?
That'd be amazing.
And it was like a feint? They were just like, oh, we're
you mean like when they did Kamen Rider Amazons?
Well, why, if they have a track record, why are you doubting it?
He's right, you know.
Hey, honestly, let's put it this way. If it comes out next year, I owe you a Coke.
Sure.
It's funny too, because like Dragon Ball, One Piece, and Toriko have done a crossover together. And you know what they did? They ate. Because they have huge appetites.
True.
Because Toriko's all about food. That's all it is about food.
Well, it's basically like Monster Hunter, but they make food out of the monsters.
Yeah, and then they try to, like, each character has, like, you know, their perfect course, like, 5-course meal.
Alright.
Yeah.
And that's about it for Extra this week.
So remember, kids, go pre-order your Genmu toilet paper. Available next month.
Yeah, late May.
Yeah. Go get a copy of Reanimator. You should just watch it. It's really good. It has nothing to do with toku, but I just thought I'd say that just to...
I wouldn't entirely say it has nothing to do with toku, considering the practical effects in it.
Do you think Reanimator ever got reanimated?
No.
Do you think Reanimator ever wiped his ass with Genmu toilet paper?
Maybe.
Please don't make me think of Dr. West on the toilet.
I actually came up with an idea for a Reanimator Addams Family crossover where
Re-Addams Family?
Sure. Where Herbert West is actually the estranged son of Gomez Addams who is trying to create a better version of reanimation than Tesla coils and shit through the legitimate science of glowing green goo in a syringe.
Oh my.
This isn't related to toku at all either, but it is related to Reanimator.
Please tell me.
Herbert West is getting a figure from, I believe, Mezco this year.
That's the coolest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Like a deluxe figure, like basically a figure art. Just...
I want a Herbert West action figure.
I think it has like switch-o hands and stuff too.
I want, and I'm sure it does, but I want one of the switch-o hands to have the glowing green syringe in it.
I'm 90% sure he has the syringe in his default pose, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I would also like a detachable hand that also has Dr. Hill's head in it.
I'm also
pretty sure that that's one of the things he has, so...
That's so cool! Oh my god.
I would also like a cheeseburger combo with large fries.
Are we still alive?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Cool, we're just gonna nerd out.
Well, good night, everybody! We'll see you on the podcast proper.
No, we're gonna nerd out about Reanimator!
No!